Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Next item.
Next is Amendment 1B006 by Supervisor Wyshon.
Morning.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, Finance Committee members. Just have a quick handout here for you. You want to take one? What you see before you, what I've handed out, and what how it deals with the capital improvement budget is that what I'd like to do is attempt to consolidate the purchases of voting machines throughout Milwaukee County. The handout that I just sent out is a list of all of the municipalities in Milwaukee County and the number of voting machines that each municipality purchases. What this will do, if Milwaukee County facilitates this countywide approach to voting and programming of voting machines, one will get a unified system, which means less expense for Milwaukee County. The second piece will be that this is a 21st century voting system that would be put into place, so you would have the ability to get results quicker, post them on the web, and do all of the amazing things that you can do with technology to enhance the voting experience for citizens. The third piece is the long-term savings, that as you see on the budget amendment, there is an initial upfront cost, but the long-term savings by doing the programming in-house will, I think, over the lifespan of the voting machines, ultimately save Milwaukee County money. Right now, Milwaukee County is responsible for paying that programming bill. We do not have any input into how the municipality chooses to pay that bill or who they contract with to provide that service. We can't mandate them to do one or the other. So what happens is Milwaukee County gets a bill back from the municipalities after the election. And you'll see in the Election Commission's budget this year, they have a $300,000 allocation over last year's, because we now have two elections for 2014. The spring cycle, a general election and a primary in spring, and a general and primary potentially for November. It's roughly about $75,000 worth of cost, programming cost for Milwaukee County per election. So as you see on the budget amendment, we would be able to reduce the Election Commission's budget by $150,000, because we would be doing the programming in-house by creating a position in the county clerk's office to handle that, and it would allow us not only to save money in this cycle, but also to save money in the future and actually control our costs going forward. We have absolutely no idea what the programming cost from an outside vendor will be 3, 4, or 5 years down the road versus if this is a county employee that understands and has assigned this task, that we do have at least some concept of what that cost will be for programming machines in the future. One of the other things that I'd like to point out is that we all talk about consolidation, we all talk about doing things better on a larger scale. This is a very classic example that provides long-term savings for municipalities, long-term savings for Milwaukee County, and unifies the system to put us on the best footing going forward. If the state of Wisconsin changes some of the voting regulations going forward, we would be in a much better position to implement those with a state-of-the-art 21st century voting system than we would be under the old, old system that we currently have. So this is about enhancing the experience for voters, getting access for voters, both on the results side and actually participating, and providing long-term savings. Because like I said, if you just look at our natural cycle, every other year you're going to be looking at some 300 plus thousand in programming, plus they also buy their own voting supplies, such as the tape that comes out of the machine and ink like that. If we were to unify the system, we could do a bulk purchase and get those costs down for the municipalities as well. So I would hope that you would support this. It really does make a lot of sense. I know it is a bit of a hurdle on that original input on the capital budget, but the long-term savings are well worth it, and I think it is definitely the right thing to do for voting in Milwaukee County. Thank you.
Any questions or comments for Supervisor Weishaupt? Supervisor Haas, and then Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to ask, start with what seems like a slightly more esoteric question, but Mr. Chairman, I'm curious what sort of voting machines would be purchased under this amendment or through this amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
What we've done is I started this endeavor back in April. We've had multiple meetings with all of the clerks in Milwaukee County. Then we solicited offers from both Command Central and ES&S. ES&S was the only one that came and provided a demonstration of their equipment. One of the things is that ES&S currently is the only, their new voting system is the only one certified by the state of Wisconsin right now. Command Central does not have a certified product for us to buy. So the tabulator for the voting machine would be an ES&S product called a DS2, I think it's either 200 or 2000. And it is the state of the art. It actually is an excellent system.
Mr. Chairman, I'm curious, are these optical scan machines? Are they electronic voting systems, like touchscreen systems? Do you know what kind of specific, more specifically? I don't.
Yes.
We're going to lose everybody if we talk about ES&S, and mm-hmm. I didn't realize that is Command Central a vendor?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. What sort of machines? I am very curious about the type of machine.
They are the optical scan,
okay.
And what you have now is, I think we're all kind of familiar with the jump drive that you plug in. Now what technology has developed is you will actually have a photograph of every ballot that was cast, and that will be on that jump drive,
okay.
That JPEG.
Mr. Chairman, my second question has been answered to a certain extent. I was curious if other municipalities have been communicated with. We're going to step in here and think about making this large purchase. I think the 18 municipalities might have something to say about that.
Yes, we have had meetings with all the county clerks. And in fact, we've had roughly 10 meetings. We've had two with all 19 municipal clerks, and then we had a working group that consisted of about 8 to 10 of those clerks, and we had probably about another 6 or 7 meetings with those clerks, and that's where what we have now is a draft intergovernmental agreement, an MOU, that would outline the requirements of Milwaukee County and the outline, the responsibilities of the municipalities in the purchase of this equipment.
And Mr. Chairman, may I ask, who's we?
Wait.
You said we have...
I can say that since I undertook this endeavor, I guess I should say I chaired the meetings with the clerks, so we...
Okay.
Facilitated that meeting so that Milwaukee County and the municipalities have a platform to go forward.
Okay. Good. All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. Thank you, Supervisor Weishon, for, I know, doing a lot of preliminary work, except I haven't heard from my election commission people in any of my municipalities on this. I haven't heard of any, this may be a great desire. I don't know how, on the pecking order of our difficult decision, I guess you admitted that and understand that, too, when you're talking about $2.6 million in new capital. I don't know if this was prioritized or by the administration. You know, we've been getting a lot of requests, and yesterday, too. You know, everything we do, of course, helps for the future. You know, we give boilers to someone so they don't have the expense of, the heating bills that they have in the future, playgrounds, roads, et cetera. You're all familiar with that. But I guess my two questions would be, in planning and budgeting, we're looking still at more capital outlays. You know, it's a priority. It's looking at desires and what really, really immediate needs are. This is something that we should be doing. I'm not so sure that, this is something that is needed right now, especially now when we got these conflicting ideas and real, problems in capital and maybe using it for some future needs and balancing our budget, et cetera, too. So I guess my question is, the CIC, the committee that a couple of our chairmen were on, was this something even considered or brought into being? The administration, we've had administration bring in some capital ideas for us, too. Was that in the election commission budget that I missed that they asked for this? So has this been planned for, or has this been part of our look at, their overall balancing act we've had to do? That's my concern in looking at something now, and also a tax levy increase to $87,000, and we're creating a position. I know we're saving like the $70,000 that you mentioned maybe in cost, but then we're creating a position that costs us $73,000 every year too. So these are all one-time and additions on the budget that we're trying to finalize right now. So those are some of the concerns I'm afraid that I do have.
I'd be glad to answer.
Well, I'd like to hear from the administration and from the CIC, the group that looked at capital expenditures, if this was even considered by both groups.
Mr. Fudge, do you have any answers for Supervisor Schmidt?
Sure. Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, the purchase of the election equipment was not in the CIC process, nor was it a request of the Election Commission as part of their capital budget.
Okay, thank you.
Supervisor White.
I think you have to look at the Election Commission and realize that their staff has changed. And we have an all-new election commission on the appointed side, along with the staff. So any errors that may have been made by previous staff by not making the capital request, I don't think negates the need for this. We only have to look at the fiasco in Waukesha County on a very important election, a Supreme Court justice election, and think about what was going on, and did they think they had everything in line and all of the right capital stuff and everything was... you look at our system, we are decades behind what Waukesha has. They have a unified system. This is about moving Milwaukee County into the 21st century when it comes to voting and voting equipment, and about saving money over the long term. Over the lifespan of these machines, we will definitely save money. And if the state of Wisconsin comes up with a new voting regimen, we will be in a much better position to implement that, so it is not a burden on our citizens, but actually would allow them to get through the lines quicker and to register quicker, because we will have the state-of-the-art system. And it is a positive for Milwaukee County for a small amount when you put in. I know it sounds, $2.4 million on the capital side, but really, when you look at it, the debt service that we pay a year is, you would say, roughly $200,000 in debt service that would be needed for that. Then you look at the cost of a position. And then not to look on the other side and say, just like we did this year, we allocated an additional $300,000 just for this. So even if we do it every other year, we're still on the plus side in the long term. Plus, this is a positive for all 19 municipalities working together and doing something that saves money for the taxpayers. because the big winner not only is the county taxpayer, but the real big winner is the municipal taxpayer, because we will be joining together to reduce the cost of that municipal current municipal expense. Thank you.
Supervisor Lipscomb, Supervisor Stanford, and Supervisor Jerzyk.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate your the efforts thus far in pulling this together. I think it has merit, and I am still trying to understand all the elements of it, though, and I guess I'm just questioning whether it's ready and whether 14, a year with four elections, is the year to do it, or whether implementation in an off year would be better, and whether all the municipalities are whether it lines up with them in terms of the best implementation. Do we know what their replacement schedule is? I mean, is this a case where, you know, Milwaukee, for instance, with 400 machines is needing to replace, and the timing requires that this happen in 14? And if you could also talk about that, how the 376 comes in when there's clearly more than 400 machines in service now. So.
Right. The timeline is a factor. There are some municipalities that are looking, and one of them is the city of Milwaukee, along with some of our other larger municipalities like West Allis, that are looking at purchasing new equipment. And that is, if you go their individual municipal route and they buy, the only one who would really get a substantial break on their purchase would be the city of Milwaukee, because they're purchasing 200. These machines, if you buy them individually, like over in Bayside with two machines, they're $12,000 a piece, roughly $24,000. Whereas if we purchased in bulk and buy the 376, that price is cut down to $6,300. So it's a substantial savings on the municipal side. When it comes to the number, what we would be doing is on the able-bodied machines, that the tabulators for people without disabilities, that those would be the new purchase. The disability equipment would be uniform, but it would be under what they call the auto mark, which is currently used by some municipalities. So you only have, we do have a proposal from ES&S that you would have, it's roughly about 56 auto marks that would be purchased to unify on the disability side, which then those machines are would need to be replaced to the 21st century on the handicap side in about 5 to 7 years. Then you would have the new state-of-the-art for on the able side there, the non-disability side, and that purchase would be well, 250-some machines. And then there is a 10% overage, because you don't want to have a machine go down and not have a replacement. So what this also does is allow municipalities the ability for, if this is the equipment is purchased and managed by Milwaukee County, we can stage this equipment strategically around the county, rather than having a municipality have to spend the extra $12,000 to buy their own backup machine. So we not only get savings on the number of machines required, because we're all pooling our resources and planning how to position those machines, but then also because it's a uniform system, you save money on the programming side.
I appreciate that. I'm really interested, but I'm just not sure I'm not sure I'm ready. I don't I'm just not sure.
Could make one comment on the timeline? That was your second question. When you look at 2014, one, it is not the spring election for 2014, so we do have ample time, and our discussion with all the clerks is, yes, it's an ambitious schedule, but it is a doable schedule to have it ready for the fall, November, August primary, November general election for 2014. When you look at going out further, it would make more sense to have it for in place for the 2014 versus waiting to 2016 on what could be a very contentious and large presidential race. So when you look at it that way, that's my rationale for doing things, that I think that we have the ability, we have the resources in place, that we can get this done for that fall cycle. And the sooner we can save money on the programming side, the better off we are.
Supervisor Stamper?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Supervisor, for your work and diligence in this research for this project. I had the opportunity of experiencing one of the meetings with facilitated by Wyshon, and it was quite a few clerks there, and they were pretty excited about this project, mainly because of the uniformity and the structure. So one thing that interests me the most is, I remember there was some debate on whether Milwaukee County should pay a certain amount of costs based on not really, it shouldn't be billed to Milwaukee County. So can you discuss how this new uniform system will prevent those type of situations? And you talked a little bit about being able to control the cost, but I want the committee and I want to have a better understanding of how we really be able to control the cost.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The reason why I got interested in this is being a member of the Judiciary Committee. We had all the county clerks come before us because they were upset with the billing process for Milwaukee County. We ended up working out a billing charge for that election cycle. I believe it was the 2012 election cycle. But what that did was expose the flaw in this. What they do is basically pick up the phone and call up the company, whether it be Command Central or ES&S, and say, program our machines. And then they get a bill and they pass that bill to Milwaukee County. It's not a negotiated price because, unfortunately, when it comes to elections in America, I find this just amazingly hard to believe, but there really is two major players, and that's it. There isn't a competitive market out there. In fact, ES&S has 61% of the national market share, and they're fairly large here in the state of Wisconsin. But there is no bidding process. They just tell you, here's your bill for $10,000 for programming these three, four machines, and pay it. And then the municipality, because of the way the state statutes are written, they really have no issue with doing that because they just pass the bill on to your local county board versus negotiating some price. So that's what sparked this. And then we saw that the city of Milwaukee, instead of them incurring these huge charges against Milwaukee County for programming costs, they have their own programmer do it. And you'll see that they have some of the ES&S products. But the city of Milwaukee programs these machines. It's not a very, I should say on the programming side, it's not a complicated piece. It's on the same level as a data entry type service. And so they're able to accomplish and get everything done at the city of Milwaukee with 1.5 positions and program the machines in a few days prior to the election. So I think that we would be able to accomplish, when you look at what's in, if by creating this position in the clerk's office, along with what's in, excuse me, what's in the election commission, we would have ample resources to actually program these machines and reduce our costs. And that's where our long-term cost, we have no idea. ES&S or Command Central can come in 2016 and say we're doubling our prices. And there's really nothing we can do about it because we have to run elections. But if we actually have a person and just have a simple licensing agreement to use this technology, then we can control our costs going forward because you can just say this position, you pay X amount of money for that position, and they fulfill those duties. So that's how we control our programming costs going forward. Because one of the things that the city of Milwaukee, I'll tell you, they don't charge Milwaukee County for their programming costs. But they could, and I've mentioned that. They could very easily, because of the way the state statutes are written, and say, you know what, we've spent X amount of money in our election commission area, and you now owe us $300,000 to cover our programming costs. So, you know, by us doing this, we get a handle on that, and we don't have to worry about future expenses. Now, if you want to, you know,
by the way, Sean, if I
sure,
I don't even remember what the question was.
I'm sorry,
I mean, I know this. You put a lot of work into this, and you're very passionate. But if you could, like, just answer the questions, and I mean, you've done a great job on this. But you know, we've got a long agenda for the day.
Well,
go ahead, Supervisor Stanford.
It's pretty much answered. I wanted the committee more to hear it for you guys more than me. But as far as being ready, if this was approved today, is it ready to take place? I mean, what will actually happen?
If we approve this today and the budget goes into effect on January 1, we already have a preliminary draft MOU that the municipalities have seen. A lot of the local city attorneys have seen. Our core counsel's office has seen it. We could then initiate the purchase with ES&S, and we could have 376 new voting machines and an agreement done by February of 2014.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move approval.
We have Supervisor Jurczyk, Supervisor Johnson, and then Supervisor Lipscomb apparently has a follow-up. Supervisor Jurczyk.
Thank you. Separate questions. First of all, was the county exec informed of this, and was he asked to put this in his budget?
I did not speak with the county executive. As I mentioned, the election commission director, that person, Ms. Lisa Wiener, she no longer works for Milwaukee County, so I'm not aware of what conversations they had on that side.
I don't know if Dr. Colton, any request to put this, for the county exec to put this in the budget?
Chairman, Dr. Supervisors, Colton. This is the first time I'm seeing this today.
Okay. Are you indicating, and I too am impressed with the work mm-hmm. you've done, and I do recall the controversy that was initiated, I believe, last year, and some of the clerks that actually came forward and participated in several meetings, including the clerk from Cudahy, I remember that quite well. Are you stating that all the municipalities, all 19 municipalities, are in total agreement with this recommendation?
We haven't taken any, like, formal vote to say, do you want this? They've all participated in in our meetings, and I've heard nothing but positive comments about how this will help all of the municipalities of Milwaukee County.
Are there any costs at all to the local municipalities?
Yes, they still will have some of their election, you could say, products, that things like the ink and the tabulating paper and things like that. The only cost to Milwaukee County is the machine purchase itself and then the programming of the machine.
That's some of my concern. I would like to talk to my clerks about this, since they're the ones who have to ultimately implement, you know, what you're doing. I do have some concern about the aggressive timeline. Even if we can purchase these machines as quickly as you're suggesting, there's still training involved and, you know, the work on the ground. And, you know, when you're dealing with poll workers, these people are very part-time really pretty much get gathered at the time of elections. I'm at a loss really today to try to vote in favor of this until I have an opportunity to talk to my, I've got four clerks that I'd have to talk with. I know they were very concerned last year, and it really would have been helpful perhaps to have had some of this previously so you could do a little homework on it. I'm just very concerned with voting, you know, without having input from my local clerks and the problems they may see that I don't even know enough to ask about today. I mean, all of these technical things, quite frankly, I have no background in, so I have to take what you're saying at face value. I know you to do significant work. I have no doubt that you've done a lot of work on this. But to ask me to vote on this today without talking to the clerks and getting some input, I just can't do that.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor Joseph, I understand it, but unfortunately, this year the budget process really doesn't lend itself to some of that. I would have liked to have all the clerks be able to be notified and be down here today, but because of our drafting process and then just the scheduling process, didn't really allow that to take place. So we're at a bit of a disadvantage. But when you look at just your district with the 33 machines that potentially would be purchased in the municipalities that you represent at $12,000 a machine, we're saving those municipalities $396,000 by doing this this purchase. And now, I would like any municipal clerk to go back to their municipality and say, we don't want to save that kind of money and justify it to their local county board, I mean, local city council. This is, like I said, a very classic intergovernmental agreement. It saves us money. We're going to buy a commodity in bulk to save money. And when you look at the programming side, we pay for the programming now. The difference is we're going to control that cost versus let it expand.
Yeah, and that doesn't that raise issues under Act 14? If this is an intergovernmental agreement, do we not have to get the ICC to weigh in on this? None of that's going to happen before budget. And I give you a lot of credit for doing this. I don't think this is lost work, but I just don't see it being done the way it's being done. And, you know, I'm very sympathetic to your comment about it's tough to get amendments in. We're down staff. I have no idea how we're going to do budget next year. In fact, I'm beginning to think that this is an interference with the legislative branch because we're not going to have the manpower next year to do a lot of the budget work that we have to do. I have no idea how that's going to happen. This year it's been a real struggle. We now have a meeting tomorrow for budget because the staff just couldn't get the work done. So I'm very sympathetic to that, but we're going to have to deal with that, and perhaps we can hear from Corp Counsel on the Act 14 question, Mr. Chair, and then I'm done.
I can just answer that.
Mr. Bargan, did you hear Supervisor Jurczyk's question regarding Act 14?
Chairman, Supervisors, we were just seeing this for the first time also. It may need to go to the intergovernmental cooperation. I'm not quite sure if it's being structured as an agreement with the other municipalities or not. That would perhaps send it to the council.
I guess your short answer is you don't know, but you can look into it and get back to
exactly.
us. Okay. Thank you. Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since there seems to be interest by committee members, Mr. Barger, my thinking is that this is part of the budget as opposed to an MOU or an agreement among the municipalities of Milwaukee County. And if there is something that Mr. Barberin has to look at, and I'd appreciate if he did that, I don't think this is something that, if anything, we should lay this over so that more information, consultation between Supervisor Jurczyk and her clerks and Mr. Bargan could come up with whatever he decides. Maybe it can be laid over to tomorrow. I just don't see where. I think there's enough interest. I'm hearing enough interest, seeing enough interest for us not to just discard this for 2015 as opposed to doing it in 2014, Mr. Chairman.
Procedurally, where does that put us, Mr. Cady? I mean, we have a motion to do this.
I haven't moved yet.
No, I understand.
Okay.
If you were to do that.
If there were to be a layover.
Mr. Chairman, certainly the committee could consider this amendment at a future meeting, whether it be tomorrow or after the public hearing.
You still have some other questions?
Yes. My question originally for Supervisor Weisshein is, you indicated, thank you, Mr. Barber, you indicated that ESNS could raise the price for these machines. When was the last time such was done? Do you have that information?
I don't have that information off the top of my head or at my fingertips right now. Because ESNS is the only equipment maker certified in the state of Wisconsin right now. The others have potential machinery, but it probably won't be available for the next 2 years. So we're basically in a captive market, whether we like it or not. You either have one company or two companies. They're not companies that are known for, you know, they're gouging us now. That's what brings us to the table. The reason you have allocated in the 2014 budget an additional $300,000 isn't because they're charging us a few pennies to do one more election. They're charging us $75,000 to program these machines per election. And if you don't think in 2016 or 2015 they're not going to charge us $80,000 or $90,000 or $100,000, you know, you haven't been paying attention to these people. But could I just say this, that when you look at this is a capital piece. Now, if this doesn't go forward, if the board doesn't feel that the memorandum of understanding or the ICC doesn't want to go forward, we can just reprogram the money. There's plenty of capital needs out there for $2.4 million. So I would suggest that you would move ahead and that this is a placeholder, that first priority is, yes, to buy voting machines. But if that doesn't work out, all you've done is add $2.4 million to the capital budget, which we can reprogram very easily in the future. So that there's really no need to lay something over or whatever. If there's one thing Milwaukee County needs, it's more capital. You go forward. If it doesn't work out to your satisfaction, because you will definitely vote on this memorandum of understanding, doesn't work out to your satisfaction, you just reprogram the money for something that you do feel comfortable with.
Supervisor Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, I move way over. Having heard Supervisor Weisshein's comments, I still think this is a worthy project to take a second look at, and Supervisor Jerzyk has asked to have some time to consult with the municipal clerks in our district. So I move to layover.
Okay, so we have a motion. Supervisor Lipscomb and Supervisor Haas, and then maybe we can get to the layover motion.
Well, on the layover, but I guess my question is: is your expectation just to lay it over till tomorrow? That wouldn't do anything for my concerns.
Layover to the call of the chair. The layover will be to the call of the chair.
So in other words, presumably till Tuesday after the public hearing. All right. Yeah, I have six municipalities to talk to. So
I'd amend the motion to the call of the chair. The layover. I move to layover to the call of the chair. Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Haas. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would support this motion for layover, and I realized as the discussion went on that some of the terms even I threw out may have been lost. For instance, I'm a little familiar with ESNS, this company, but I was asking about what type of machines are these.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose of asking that was to actually, in my mind, I was differentiating between the touchscreen machines, voting machines, which I have big issues with in terms of their potential for fraud and misuse, versus these optical scan, which actually, you know, the city of Milwaukee currently has similar devices, similar machines in use. There's a lot of information here that needs more time to air. I'm glad there was communication with the clerks. I do feel this should also be brought to the attention of the municipalities. As the chair of the Intergovernmental Relations Committee, I can surmise a little bit about what the other mayors and administrators would think of this, but I believe they should also be spoken with. So I'll leave it there. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I realize that we do have to tighten up the budget process given the challenges that we've had, and I did move for layover to the call of the chair. However, we have a lot of amendments to deal with, and it seems that by Tuesday, some of the information may not be available. There has to be an opinion by Corporation Counsel. Some supervisors would probably have to call, contact the committee clerks. Supervisor Lipscomb is saying he has five to have contact with. So maybe it would be best if the amendment were withdrawn and resubmitted. Given that, again, we have to tighten up the budget process. And, again, I believe this is a very worthy project, but on the other hand, with what we have to deal with on Tuesday, if all those inquiries, all that information is not communicated, then it may just be that because we don't have the information, supervisors, committee members will feel they have to deny the request anyway. So, Supervisor, it's an option.
Supervisor Weishan?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Co-Chair Johnson. One, you don't really need legal opinion. The fact is, yes, it goes to the ICC. Those are the rules that we have now. But that's fine. The fact is, if the municipalities at the ICC don't want to reduce the cost for the taxpayers of Milwaukee County, then fine. That's their choice. That's the vote that they can make. I will withdraw the amendment if that's the pleasure of the committee, and we can entertain the issue on Tuesday, and I will be glad to get anyone the information that they need by that day. So if you could just feel free to email me with any of your direct specific concerns, and I will gladly get you that information. This is a real good intergovernmental cooperation effort, and like I said, if it doesn't work out to your satisfaction, we still have $2.4 million for capital you can reprogram for some other piece. So I appreciate the committee's time today, and I would withdraw it, and thank you for your suggestion, Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Supervisor. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I think we need to be careful with sort of tossing around the term like that's just $2.4 million more in capital. I mean, our sort of self-imposed bonding limit is $36 million, so, you know, it is self-imposed, but that's a significant portion of it. I haven't done the math in my head, but I'm guessing that's, you know, somewhere around 7% of what so it's not insignificant.
Well, I think voting machines, sometimes democracy is a little bit more important than park buildings. Thanks.
Okay. Mr. Tyler, did you have something to add? I mean, this has been withdrawn, but feel free to add.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, thank you very much. Just very briefly, I think what we would do is we can't really weigh in on the merits, the pluses or minuses of this, but we do feel like it would be great to be able to have this project go through the regular prioritization process. It's very difficult for us to, this is the scarce funding in terms of capital that we bonding that we have available to us, and that we just would ask that this be considered as part of the process that we go through in our capital budgeting process through 2014.
Thank you for that. Any further discussion on this item then? We do have some people who have registered in favor of it. Just for the record, we'll note that. Daniela Gonzalez, 1028 East Juneau Avenue, Monica Hogan's, 7325 West Congress, registering in favor. Patricia Rogers, 1117A South 36th Street, registering in favor. And Nicole Colazo Santiago, 2844 South Delaware Avenue, registering in favor. Since that concludes our business for the budget meeting at the moment, we can adjourn. Oh, sorry, Supervisor Romowitz.
Thank you. I'm requesting the meeting added as voting in the affirmative on amendment 18020.
You can do that. If not, we're adjourned in the regular committee meeting, Mr. Chair. What time do you want to start the regular committee meeting? We can start at 10:30.
It's been noticed at 10:30, so we have to start around 10:30.
We'll start around 10:30. We're adjourned.
Thank you.
Seems like a dangerous